Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. It's my pleasure to be with you. My website is www.jbsba.com. I hope you're planning on having some fun the next few minutes, because I think I'm going to, because we've got some folks with us, a couple of folks with us that have learned how to run a business effectively and manage, work with people and manage each other, manage their business, and also have fun at the same time. Dr. Cindy Crowther, ladies and gentlemen, has been teaching quality control and quality related topics at Cal Poly State University in San Luis Obispo, California, for a while now. She's the author, co-author, I should say, of a book called Catch, A Fishmonger's Guide to Greatness. And she's here with one of her co-authors, Anders. Dr. Crowther, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good to have you here. Anders, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
And I know you two know each other pretty well, because you've been working on this book for some time, haven't you?
Yeah.
Cindy, tell us what made you, what attracted you to the, and by the way, folks, the book is based on the crew and the way they work together at the world famous Pike Place Fish Market. And Cindy, what was it that drew you to these folks?
Well, I had first heard about him at a leadership conference that I had attended through Boeing, the Boeing company, and I had just seen a short clip of the fish video, and because I do teach quality assurance and hadn't heard of it before, I thought maybe this was a new quality initiative, and I wasn't sure if I needed to, you know, get a little more information and add it to my curriculum or not, and as I looked into what Pike Place Fish was all about, I wasn't getting the information that I was actually looking for that would be useful for my students, and that led to an inquiry to find out what they were all about, because I understood a lot of large companies were following their tenets, and The first couple of times that I had spoken with them, I realized, wow, there's a really powerful message here, and I think people need to know about this.
Anders, the information that I have here says you're a fishmonger.
Correct.
Tell us what a fishmonger is.
Oh, boy. Well, I get up at the crack of dawn, I go set up the fish market, and I sell fish all day.
Yeah?
Yeah. And, but we just happen to have an extraordinary way of doing it.
Tell us about that extraordinary way.
Well, basically, like, we're committed to making a difference for each and every person that walks by our shop, whether they buy fish or not, you know, just to give people an experience and, you know, something that you don't get every day.
So you're there to sell them fish, but also to help them have an experience. It's actually quite a theater, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be sometimes.
Have you guys ever thought? I have a friend who's got a business, and he runs it in kind of a crazy way. And somebody once told him he should charge admission for his customers just to come in and watch his company do business. You guys ever thought about charging admission?
Oh, no. Some days you want it, though.
Well, now tell us what is it that you guys do? I've been in a lot of fish markets in my life. I like fish. I like to cook fish, and I've been in a lot of them. But I've never been in one like the way I've seen the video too, Cindy, and know a little bit about the business that Anders works in. What is it that you guys do that's so different?
Well, I mean, what we're most known for is our antics of slinging the fish. We throw the fish back and forth. We pretty much throw everything, and we all call out orders and cadence and repeat them. So that's what attracts a lot of the people to us. But in general, I think we're just really good at taking the moment and seeing what's possible there to have fun with. And just kind of, we just are always pushing the edge of fun. You know, we have fun with everything.
Cindy, it sounds like a little bit of chaos. How did this turn into a great management teaching clinic?
Good story. Well, it was mostly because what people see on the surface, the fish throwing and the hollering and the fun, was really, if you imagine an iceberg, that was really just the tip of the iceberg. But what it was that motivates them to find these opportunities was really where the story could be found. And that took a lot of time to actually figure that out and see what it was that was making it so great. It wasn't so much as what they were doing as it was who they were being, as individuals and collectively as an organization. And that's really what's transferable to other organizations.
In your book, you talk about organizational greatness starts with individual greatness. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about that for a minute?
Sure. It's really, it comes from within. And each person in, at their place of work every day is contributing how that organization is going to look and how that organization is going to feel. And it's a bit disappointing when so many people aren't really happy about where they go to work, but they don't take the time or take responsibility for making it any different than it is. And so for a culture to be, you know, very extraordinary and great, such as Pike Place Fish, each person has to take a personal responsibility for contributing to that every day, all the time. And then you can get what Pike Place Fish has.
Anders, you've been there. Now, some of the folks who've been there at Pike's Fish Place has been there for a while, but you've been there about 3 or 4 years. Correct. As one of the newbies, what did they do to you when you showed up there to become part of this elite team? What did they do to make you feel that you wanted to stay?
Well, they just showed me access to this new whole new way to look at life that I really didn't see before, you know, like a way, they just showed me that I committed to something that's bigger than myself, and they showed me that, you know, and in the beginning it's tough, you know, and you kind of get broken down a little bit and you feel like a victim or whatever, but you start to see how things work around there, and it really has given me access to a great life.
Give us an example of what you had to learn, what you sort of had to unlearn in order to be able to fit in there.
Well, ego is a big thing, you know, and when I say that, I mean, I had to learn to trust the people around me and understand that everybody that I work with is out to empower me, you know, so when something comes up, maybe say I'm new and I do something the wrong way and it's in the heat of the battle, you know, it's real busy. And somebody, we call it coaching, somebody coaches me on a more effective way to do it. Well, in the heat of the battle, sometimes that's not always going to come out as, hey, buddy,
yeah,
maybe you should try it this way. Sometimes it's going to sound like you're being yelled at or attacked.
Right.
So you have to be able to put yourself aside and get that they're committed to you being great and that they're not making you wrong.
And that requires that word that Anders talked about, trust. And folks, if you notice, more and more Brain Trust members use that word. Think about that while we take this quick break. 20 after, we'll be right back with Cindy Crothers and Anders Miller. The book is called Catch, A Fishmonger's Guide to Greatness. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And folks, I got some good news. If you're like me and you like fresh fish, I just found out that you can actually order fish from Pike Place Fish Market online. You can also order it by phone, I think. And Anders, you want to give us that website?
Yeah, the website's www.pikeplacefish.com.
All right.
And the phone number is 1-800-542-7732.
Okay, now, can they ask for you?
Absolutely.
All right. You get to ask for Anders, ladies and gentlemen. Anders Miller, A-N-D-E-R-S, Miller. And so check that out. I'm going to go there and order some fish today because I like to do that. I love to cook with fish. It's good for you. Cindy,
yes.
You've got a website for the book too, don't you?
Yes. And it is www.guidetogreatness.com.
GuideToGreatness.com. They can find out more about the book. Can they order the book there?
You can order a signed copy of the book from my website, but
right.
You can also get it at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble.
Right.
It's at every airport just about in the country, and it's going to be published in 8 languages.
Oh, congratulations. I'm not
yeah.
the least bit surprised. And that Cindy Crother, ladies and gentlemen, the first name is spelled C-Y-N-D-I. And then the last name is Crother, C-R-O-T-H-E-R. The book is called Catch, A Fishmonger's Guide to Greatness. Cindy, Anders used that word trust. That word just key. In the 21st century management of businesses, large and small, that word just keeps popping up more and more, doesn't it?
Right. There's a greater emphasis these days on relationships and connections. And as that becomes greaterly emphasized, if I could say it that way, trust is going to really pop into the picture. So
right.
It's a huge issue these days.
Nothing happens to you. Things happen, and you choose how to respond. Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about that, Cindy. Tell us what you learned about that at Pike's Place Fish.
Okay. And then I'd like Anders to respond to that, too.
Sure.
Typically, what most people go through life and they just let whatever's going to happen, not recognizing that they actually have the power to create a different ending. And not being a victim in your life actually means that you're taking charge, you're the driver.
I think we may have had a connection there. Robin, did we lose him? Okay. All right, sounds like somebody's phone died. Anders, are you there? Who we got, Robin?
I'm still here.
All right, there you go, Cindy. All right, I think somebody's portable phone died. Go ahead, Cindy.
Oh, okay. What I was mentioning before was that most people go through life and they don't know that they actually are in charge of creating what happens, and they think they just need to respond to whatever events occur. And the reality of it is that you actually can choose how you respond to a certain event in your life, and that gives you, you know, your life experience, and what you tell other people, and whether it be happy or sad or positive or negative, it's really up to you to choose that.
That is such an important, mature attitude to take, folks. Nothing happens to you. I want you to think about that today. Nothing happens to you. Thinking things happen, and you choose how to respond. That's if we could all focus on that more, we would all be better off, wouldn't we, Cindy?
Yeah, and there's a really great, powerful story from one of the fishmongers named Doug that just does a really nice job of sharing how that looks in his life personally.
Right.
And yeah, it's really, and Jeremy is another one who has a great story about having been diagnosed with a brain tumor and how he created the meaning to what that event was going to represent in his life.
Right. Anders, are you there? Did we lose Anders? Okay, we're going to get Anders back on. What about? There's another part of this book you call "It's All Over Here." Mm-hmm. Tell us what that means.
Well, it's kind of interesting because one of the things that I recognized at Pike Place Fish and the challenge of this book was that all of these different concepts are highly integrated, but the overall umbrella that ties them all together is personal responsibility. And "It's All Over Here" was just the coin phrase that the guys would say regularly when you weren't taking responsibility for yourself, when you were blaming someone else. And it took me a little while to figure that one out from their language. But if you say, "Oh, I didn't make it to work on time today because of the traffic," mm-hmm. Well, it's all over their thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, "I didn't make it to work today because I got out the door a little late" is it's all over here thinking. And it's amazing how often we actually shift blame away from ourselves, even with the littlest things in life.
Right.
And what Catch is helping people understand is that really it is all over here. Your problems with other people it's all within you. That problem exists mm-hmm. within you.
Well, you know, the thing is, what I found in my life, Cindy and Anders, is that excuses are not conducive to excellence. Anders, have you found that working for the fish as a fishmonger?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Excuses are not the way to excellence. There's no question about it. And there's the catch is that ordinary happen. I'm sorry, the catch is that ordinary happens and greatness is generated. Ordinary happens and greatness is generated. Tell us about that.
Well, what we say is that we generate the environment. We generate our environment instead of, you know, the default mode is to let your environment generate you.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of just sit back and kind of take what life has to offer you, or, you know, like, go with the flow, see what happens kind of thing.
Right.
Versus actually getting out there and taking charge and having say in what happens.
Meeting the world halfway. I like that attitude. Catch, A Fishmonger's Guide to Greatness is the book. Cindy Crothers is the author, along with Anders Miller, one of the co-authors. Thanks, Anders. Thanks, Cindy. See you later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll do it another time. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back with Thomas Barnett. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.